Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And we just watched season 2, episode 5 of Wynonna Earp, Let's Pretend We're Strangers. And I have a little bit of a cold, so I apologize for my possible sniffling.
Did you get caught outside in a furious thunder snowstorm?
I did not. Although it is actually thundering here today, so if you hear anything in the background, it's just because the weather decided to be perfectly awesome and coincide with this episode.
With surround sound. Mm-hmm.
Super
thunder
appropriate.
Coming from everywhere.
Yep. All over. So yeah, Wynonna Earp, possessed. What do we think?
Oh, I hate it. I hate possessed Wynonna.
I thought she was really fun. Mm-hmm. She's so happy. She's a much happier possessed than she was.
But it's like creepy happy.
It is creepy happy. Yep.
I enjoyed when she was eating a different donut mm-hmm. every single take of that one scene. That was pretty fun.
And the pancakes.
The pancakes.
With hot sauce?
Yeah, was that hot sauce?
Maple syrup, yeah.
I think both.
Yep. Although, was that because Mixion was possessing her, or was that a weird pregnancy craving?
Dun, dun,
I actually
dun.
Wondered that, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it at that point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was like, what's up? Because she was also going on about the underwear in her bra and
that's
how her
right.
ass it was cutting in. It wasn't the day before. I'm like, I know. It is, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we found out that Waverly has been fighting off Mixion for 7 weeks, which Dolls is very impressed by.
She's a badass.
She's super badass. We love her.
Yeah, we do.
Wynonna, not quite as emotionally stable and strong.
No.
She caved, like, bam, she's caved.
Pretty much instantly.
Yeah.
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 Although she was able to get her shit back together enough to tell Dolls to cut off her finger.
Yes, and also to try and write a note to Officer Hott.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also stabbed herself
in the hand.
Yep.
With a pen.
Ooh. And then pulled her hand up off the pen rather than just pulling the pen out.
I don't know if any of us were actually watching that. That was so gross.
I watched it. There were some rivulets of blood sort of left on the pen as her hand went up and over it.
Honestly, the rat was worse. I think the rat was one of the grossest things I've seen so far in the show.
Yeah. A Bloody Mary rat. Ew.
And we got a good head cut off. There's like a lot of blood. There was a lot of blood in this episode.
That head was very bouncy, I noticed, as it
mm-hmm.
landed.
Mm-hmm. It was
spring.
Super convincing when they held it up triumphantly. It's like,
yes.
That is definitely that guy's head for real. It's not a model at all.
No.
I liked the fact that it was covered with black. Like black
yes.
running
yes.
grossness.
Ew. Very demony.
Yep. So yeah, so now we know who the Order is, which is the... How did you describe that fellow?
Aggressively handsome.
Ewan is aggressively handsome. Yep.
He is.
And Wynonna was not completely unmoved by that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She gave him a good up
her?
And down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Doc was right. They do a lot of sit-ups. And
yes.
they have a lot of axes.
A lot of
well,
axes.
They are firemen, so.
That's true.
They have fancy axes and then like everyday use ones, I'm sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. These are the Sunday best axes. These yeah. are the...
That go with the plague masks.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sorry. When they were all standing there and they had them pushed up against their heads, they just looked so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It did. Yeah. It was very much the cone head sort of look.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering if they actually like if they're plague masks to protect them against the goo, so that you know.
It's a good point because they've obviously like
that is the plague.
Been fighting Mixion for quite a long time. It sounds
yeah,
like.
So maybe the implication is for centuries.
Could be.
Ooh, well, orders are
they
generally
tend to be
very old.
Old.
That's true. I mean, we don't know. Like, yes, they're controlling the Ghost River Triangle, but
mm-hmm.
they could have been someplace
else
before.
And they called it. He said sanctuary again, like mm-hmm. Juan Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It. Oh, and with rats. Now I'm just with rats and plague. Maybe the plague was just demons.
Wait a minute.
I'm making headcanon all over the
Are
place
you
here.
Hold
thinking,
up a
Erica?
Second. This was totally not true. There's no rats
yeah,
in Alberta.
Yeah, there are no rats in Alberta.
No, that's true.
That?
Oh my goodness.
Where
yes,
did she
where
get
did she
that
get the
rat from? Huh.
Oh.
Suddenly this entire show has just fallen apart
oh,
for me.
No.
Yes, that is true, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. Alberta is a rat free province.
We're super proud about that, actually.
They have a task force going around
the borders,
the borders, and killing any rogue rats. If you report a rat, they kill it immediately.
Yep. So
not in smoothies.
Interesting. Yeah. Now I feel like they should have gone with a different
like a
rodent.
Squirrel, maybe. We have lots of those.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah, could have been a squirrel.
If mother magpies. Calls them tree rats.
could have been a magpie. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. Missed opportunity there.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I do think, though, they're trying to make reference back to the plague.
But yeah,
that's what they're doing.
That could be.
But they are inaccurate.
Although maybe rats are like they got into the Ghost River Triangle somehow. Willow like screwed over all of Alberta,
right?
And not
just so now they can get in because of the Ghost River Triangle is calling them,
calling
them coming
rats.
In. Mm-hmm. It's like the
Alberta Rat Task Force is going to have their hands.
They're
going to
be super pissed. Mm-hmm.
There's an episode all about it coming up. I bet.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
Starring
you guys would know more than I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be epic.
Oh, that's okay. That's hilarious.
I did not think of that at all at the time, but
I know.
So
yeah.
True.
I'm a little ashamed of myself for not catching that the first time I watched this, because I mean that was one of the first things I learned when I moved to Alberta was the fact that there are no rats. Like Albertans are very proud of
we're
it.
We're proud of it.
Yep. Yeah.
You were probably just traumatized by the smoothie scene.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It was really intense. I was afraid she was gonna force feed it to Waverly.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I didn't even want to see the
See her drink it.
No.
And the lump that came out, like,
oh god, you're gonna make me gay.
That was so gross.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Yes. And then she heads outside and starts flirting very obviously with
so
Doc,
tactlessly,
who is on to her from moment one. I think
when she smacked his butt,
yeah, pretty much. Like,
yeah, well, she's being so un-Winona.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Even
and he's
for
not
like drunk
stupid.
Winona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So I think he knew pretty quickly. And then you had Dolls coming in and finding Waverly.
Yeah.
And rightfully putting a gun to her head because he
was seeing her in the barn where she just walked over him.
Lethally
and
over
left.
Him.
Yep. And here she is tied up. I'm sure his first thought was, oh, Winona has figured this out and tied her up because she is a demon. But luckily she was able to apologize a lot of times. And I was like, well, she's in Canada. Like she's Canadian.
I'm very apologetic.
I don't feel like apologetic. That was necessarily needed to be. That was the thing that pushed you over the line there, Dolls. But whatever, he's American. So
yeah, he was probably just shocked by it all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But then he doesn't untie her very quickly. And
no.
He just left her sitting there.
And then Lucado shows up and they get into this epic fight and she could have helped. I was really hoping she was going to hit her in the head with a frying pan. I was just waiting for it and it didn't happen. Mm. But she shot off her shotgun, which was also pretty fun.
Yeah, into the roof, which is like, or into the ceiling.
Yeah.
So, like you hear it hit, which is funny because then she had to watch her banister and window that they had just replaced. Like the house is being torn apart and she's just like, well, I guess what's one more, you know, what's
hole.
One more hole?
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. It made me think of the show Charmed, where they're always getting stuff broken in their house and they're like, oh, we have to replace that again. And they had a lot of windows and door windows in that show. And it's just so much work.
Yeah. I actually do like how their house is very slowly improving over the course of the first season and a half. So, you know, it was quite like a dump when they first went to it. And now it's like, it's mostly livable. You can see it's still a little rough around the edges, but they probably don't have a lot of time for renos.
Yeah. And it's got Waverly's touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's homey.
Yeah. So it's kind of coming together, but in a really slow, kind of cool way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Until Lucado starts, you know, throwing
breaking
dolls around.
I know, she was tougher than I would have thought.
Yeah, it was impressive, right? Yeah, she's she had skills because then her head exploded and now she's gone.
Yeah. Who was expecting that?
Not me.
Even I wasn't, and I've seen this before.
I forgot so much about this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly thought Dolls was going to have to put her down.
The irony of Miss Don't Touch the Goo, how many times do I have to tell you don't touch the goo? who touches the goo.
She touched the goo.
It sang, though. It sang to her.
It did.
She's probably a very sad, lonely person.
Yeah, I think she was, especially in the position she was in, was probably pretty emotionally weak. I mean, I feel like you kind of have to be to, like, take out a vengeance killing on dolls. You know, she hired people to kill him. Like, there was no real need for that. So, I think, yeah, she's just in a bad place, and Mikshin got her.
Yeah.
I think the most unrealistic thing about this entire episode was the fact
that... the rats.
Besides rats. Okay, that's definitely number one. Was the fact that... So her head explodes and there's goo all over that room. And dolls managed to get it, like, completely all cleaned up without anybody touching any of it. And however much time it took for Jeremy to get to where Black Badge used to be and back.
Yeah, and also dispose of the body, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, they must have burned it or something.
I would think so, because it... Yeah.
Great.
Or maybe the Order has some... Actually, the Order is probably really good at disposing of bodies because they've done this a bunch of times.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, what did they do with that guy?
They have a lot of headless corpses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So they must have a goo disposal surface.
Well, and I was wondering, too, when they shot the little remnant of Mikshin at the end... Who's cleaning up the glue in the barn now? So
right,
is it still active?
It's not the Order, because they walked away.
They walked away.
They did,
with their plate.
With the plate,
which I guess technically was probably theirs, because it has their symbol on it underneath all the cheesy paint.
Yeah,
the cheesy non lead tasting paint. Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah, when he licked that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's so cute.
It's like, that's odd. The doc is just like, you really are. Yeah, I like Jeremy.
Well, and Juan Carlos said something about implication was that the portal, something about a portal in the plate, where they related the portal was broken.
Something.
The seal was broken. They're talking about the school, right?
Yeah.
With that ritual. Mm-hmm.
So what's up with the plate?
We're going to have to ask Ewan. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. He seems to know. I did like Winona's, you know, take care of my briefcase for now.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's back to her old self. That's pretty great. Yep. All right. Do we have anything else that we need to cover from this episode? This was a fun one to watch together. There was a lot of screaming out loud.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Like 50% of the time we were screaming about something.
Slightly grossed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either in horror or in a different kind of horror. Ooh. Or then there was the particular kind of horror from the very end. I'm pretty sure Kirsten figured out at the moment that Waverly handed over the paper bag.
Yeah, the nondescript paper bag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that scene at the end, actually, when they both slid down either side of the door.
Yeah. They had some really interesting shots, even in when they were in the jail against the bars, and it was the two of them.
Yep.
There is some cool...
With the camera kind of like cool camera end angles. On, so you can see them separated, but together in the same shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Winona's pregnant. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was... Honestly, that scene with the music starting to swell, and then the camera shot actually from overhead as she tilts the pregnancy test, so where you can see it, so it kind of zooms in a little bit. That actually gave me, that whole sequence gave me goosebumps, like more than anything else in this show has, because to me, that's the most horrific thing that we have seen since the show started. I have never wanted children, and I have had multiple times in my life where I have been in that position where I've been like holding the test being, oh my God, no. And I've always been lucky enough that I didn't see the little plus sign. Thank goodness. And I'm suspecting that Winona is probably not excited about it. I mean, any more than I would have been.
Well, she's in the middle of this epic battle with demons and monsters.
Even if she does want kids, this is not the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And who's the dad?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, what were you, Kirsten, try to come up with ideas about?
I was
about?
Trying to, like, work my head around eternal longevity sperm. how does that work?
How would that work?
How would that work?
And does that get passed on down?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do the sperm actually live forever, or is it like, you know, just like, you know, fingernails or hair follicles or something like that?
All right. Erica's getting super technical now.
Maybe I'm taking this a little too far. Anything else that we should cover before we mosey?
I think that's everything.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.